time for today's No Sweat News so you can win the Godsmack tickets on Friday morning. You know, some of the No Sweat News could be people just reacting to the heat. So I do want to remind you that a sponsor this morning is BC Express Heating and Air Conditioning, providing emergency services for any brand 7 days a week for help with your AC. And to not get too overheated and end up on the No Sweat News, you can trust BC Express. Now, Dateline Nevada for story number one. This is a No Sweat News follow-up. Here is an update to the Facebook story, the Facebook event that is inviting people to join up and raid Area 51 out in the Nevada desert.
I heard they have now up to 300,000 people who signed this dopey petition.
David? They are now up to a cool million people.
Oh, my God.
Saying that they are going. And another 800,000 people who are interested in raiding Area 51.
That's going to be a lot of people getting taken down by the U.S. government if that happens.
The government was asked about it, and they said, well, we'll do anything to protect the government's interests.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is serious. I guess if you're like one of the million people, stand in the absolute last row.
I'd be the last guy going.
In the back.
Right.
Because that front row is going to get shot.
After you. No, please. After you. Oh, beauty before age. Please, after you.
So don't mess around with that. They said the very last trespasser was shot and killed.
Here's a quote from the guy who started the event.
Yes.
P.S. Hello, U.S. government. This is a joke. I do not actually intend to go ahead with this plan. That's from Jackson Barnes.
That's a really smart.
I just thought it would be funny to get me some thumbsy uppies on the internet. I declare I'm not responsible if people decide to actually storm Area 51. In case you're wondering, the date of the raid is September the 20th.
Too late, sir.
We're going to file all this under white people got too much time on their hands.
Well, everyone loves the thummy uppy, but you know what? You actually just became the mastermind of a plan to raid Area 51.
Everybody loves the thummy uppy until the thumbs are in jail.
Until the thummy uppy is up something else.
Now we got a cute little old lady in Turkey for story number two. Woman went to the Istanbul airport in Turkey last week, and she dropped off her bags at the check-in, you know, the check-in counter where they weigh your bag. Make sure it's not over limit, and then they put it on the conveyor belt to go take it to the... Yeah. Right. Well, she thought the way you get on the plane was to follow the bag on the conveyor belt.
Oh, God.
So when she checked in, they said, okay, you can go to security now. She got up on the scale, crossed over onto the conveyor belt, and then just started riding it down.
Oh, that's amazing.
Behind all the check-in personnel who were like, hey, why is this little old lady riding behind us?
Oh, that's hysterical. This is like a Mr. Magoo scenario.
Very much, very much. So, I love her.
She didn't get in any trouble, right?
No, not at all. They just redirected her to security.
I mean, if I was doing that, they'd throw the book at me because they would assume that I would be drunk and they would probably be right.
Probably would be right, yeah. And Dateline Tennessee for story number three. A neighborhood in Tullahoma, Tennessee just got evacuated over the weekend after two guys got into an argument that led to a bomb scare. Now, during the argument, one of the guys had to drop a deuce, so he went to the potty. And then the other guy said through the door that he had rigged a pressure-sensitive bomb that would go off when the guy stood up.
Oh, no!
Now, no one goes to the bathroom without their phone, so that guy called police.
What happened?
I would say that this is a case of life imitating art, but I don't know if lethal actually qualifies as art.
I was going to say, this scenario happened. Mm-hmm. Danny Glover helped. He was stuck on the throne, and Mel Gibson helped him out.
After more than 300 people got evacuated from 90 homes nearby, the bomb squad came in while this guy was still squatting and realized, no, there's no bomb here.
Practical joke?
Other than the one that was in the potty.
Oh.
So, there you go. Charges for the guy who made the threat. So that's today's No Sweat News.
We
get to go Godsmack tickets for Friday's No Sweat News quiz. The show is next Tuesday at the Beacon Theater in New York City.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.